In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The heart is not good at holding things in. What it loves, it expresses. What it believes, it confesses. We cannot see the heart, but we can see the effects of the heart in words and behavior. And so we learn a lot about what people love, what they trust in, by what they say and what they do. The words of Christ have rung in the ears of countless Christians throughout the centuries. Whoever confesses me before men, I also will confess before my Father in heaven. Whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. John confessed and did not deny, but confessed. Jerusalem wanted to know about him. Was he the Christ? This was indeed a great temptation. To occupy a position that was not given, to say yes would bring the love and admiration of the people and perhaps even the throne in Jerusalem, but it would deny our Lord. Neither would he claim a position that God did not give him, such as that of Elijah or the prophet. He will not give in to their political misunderstandings of those titles. So he did not speak, just to be clear, but he spoke so that they could not misunderstand him. He takes no earthly position except that which the Lord had given him. And that position is simply a voice. John did not deny his Lord by exaggerating his own importance. He's the greatest of all the prophets, yet he doesn't preach about his birth, the miraculous events surrounding it. He doesn't preach about his clothes, his food, his lifestyle, his lineage. But the only thing that John wants people to know, and you to know, is Christ. So John is the voice of God calling people to repent of their sins and receive the one who already stands among them, the one who already stands among us. They're not in the promised land as they supposed. They don't dress in fine clothes as they thought. But they reside in a wilderness. For their earthly clothes and their earthly food and their earthly houses and their earthly lineages could not remove the stain of sin. As the wilderness was filled with dust, so John preached in the wilderness, for man was dust and was returning back to dust. His confession stirred up the anger of the Pharisees, priests, Levites, and even the king himself. They refused his baptism. They rejected his preaching. They locked him in prison and removed his head. Confessing Christ does not bring peace. I did not come to bring peace, Christ said, but a sword. Nations, cities, households are divided at the preaching of Christ. But John would not stop. He would not stop confessing, for he could not deny his Lord. He confessed the truth. And he confessed what was good and what was sinful. He not only said what he believed, but he related what he rejected. He was bold and unashamed of what he believed. He was bold and unashamed of his mission. For God had sent him. And he knew who Christ was. So he did not complain that God gave him no family, no wife, no children. He did not grumble that God put him in a wilderness instead of a comfortable house, and that he had no property to call his own. He would not deny God, but he confessed him. We can deny Christ in our words or in our actions. Any false doctrine is a denial of Christ, whether it's about the Ten Commandments, the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, or the sacraments. All of these things relate to Christ and find their fulfillment in him. We can deny Christ if we are silent about the truth or if we speak vaguely about the truth. We allow ourselves to be misunderstood. There is only one way to heaven, and whoever does not believe will be condemned. The truth is not ours to manipulate to coddle people's feelings. If that were true, then the martyrs died for nothing, the apostles risked their lives for nothing, and the reformers restored the gospel for nothing. There is one objective truth, and it hurts to confess, because that truth separates and divides, and it's just easier to live, to love those that we see, rather than to love him whom we do not see. So it's easier to be silent or to speak vaguely. But John won't let us whitewash over sin and immorality just so we can have a peaceable Christmas and some semblance of peace and unity. He won't let us be deceived by the world's teaching that Christmas is family time. It's not. Christmas is not about family time, but it's about Christ and Christ alone. The incarnate God was born for you and now comes to you. Like John, we must be bold and unashamed of what we believe. Christ is everything. So what good is family if we have not Christ? What good is an outward semblance of peace and unity if we have not Christ? Would we really rather sit at home and open a new pair of socks or sit at the table of the King to receive his eternal treasures? We know what the right answer is. But in our minds, we think that Christmas happens only one time of year, while coming to church can happen every single week. And so our hearts are revealed. Let us rather confess him as John confessed. This means we must be comfortable with who we are. We are Christians, first and foremost. We are sons of God, heirs of heaven, children of the King. This leads us to accept where we are and what we have. All of it's a gift from him. John was comfortable with who he was. He received no earthly comforts, no family, but God sent him simply to be a voice, and John was content with that. So we must be content whether we are male or female, single or married, have children or have none. We are satisfied with our talents, our abilities, our income, and we won't compare what we have to what others have because we recognize that God has delicately knit us together in our mother's womb. And he has endowed us with our talents and abilities, and he has given to us what he wants us to have. He has put us in this place at this time to fulfill these vocations so that we might be a blessing to those around us. So what if you don't get a new phone for Christmas? God did not see fit to give one to you. But he has given you something else. He has given you your vocation. The promises of God allow you to see that everything you have is for your good. Rather than pursuing your wants, your desires, and teaching your children to do the same, let us rather hold before their eyes and ours the good vocations that God has given. For then we will be satisfied with God's gifts, rather than dwelling on what we think we need and chasing some Facebook idea of what happiness is. Because like John, our confession won't be about us then. But it will be about Christ. We speak of him. We live for him. We find our meaning and purpose in him, our goal in him. He is the Lord, not us. He is the Savior, not us. He has sanctified us and has given us back this world with all its wonderful vocations and with all its wonderful blessings. The food, the clothing, the houses, the mountains, the sunsets, the deserts. We know our shortcomings, our failures and our denials. Yet we also know his love covers over a multitude of our sins. He has forgiven us and our many stumblings. He is the reason that we can stand tall and unafraid wherever we find ourselves. He is the reason we are certain of our place in this life, of who we are, of where we are going. For he stood among us to to wash us not simply with water, but to wash us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. We are not worthy of his great love, but his great love made us worthy. If we gamble away our souls for family nostalgia or a good meal, then he will deny us. But if we confess him in words and actions, then we lose absolutely nothing. Though family may be bitter that we chose God over them, God will give us a new family. Though life may be filled with camel's hairs and locusts, we are clothed in Christ's righteousness and we eat his body. For what dwells in our heart must flow into our actions. May love for God always flow into our words and into our actions. May God grant us boldness and courage to confess him at all times and to speak with clarity and with love. For wherever God sees fit to have us stand, wherever there may be some disagreement, God will give us the courage to confess with countless others who have gone before us that the reason we did this or chose that is because we are Christians. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.